The film Ride Like a Girl will make its regional premiere at the Regent Cinema in Ballarat this Sunday. Michelle Payne is our guest this morning. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning.
First up, you happy with the film?
Yeah, I love it. When I first went in to watch it, probably was about 2 months ago, and I didn't have high expectations. I just went in there, you know, with the view of just watching it with an open mind, and I was absolutely blown away. I thought it was brilliant. It far exceeded my expectations, which was a real relief. And, yeah, I've watched it 5 times since, and, yeah, I can't get enough of it. So, it's yeah, it's definitely better and more than what I could have ever expected.
Mind you, is it a bit weird watching someone be you on screen?
Well, I've had 4 years to get used to the idea, which has prepared me pretty well. And Teresa Palmer is just the most professional, unbelievable actress. She captured so many of my traits, and same with Sam Neill, who played my dad. They were just unbelievable. It was like watching Dad and I. So it obviously was a bit strange, but it was, yeah, I found it really fascinating that they were so good at their job, which obviously why they were chosen. And not only that, but the way they connected with Stevie, it was, yeah, it was incredible. He was so relaxed in the movie, and I know how nervous he gets in front of the camera, and it looked like he was on the farm at home. So it was hilarious to see him up on the big screen, but in his natural form.
What does he think of the film?
I think he thinks it's all right. He's like Dad. He's a man of few words, but no, he's pretty happy with the end result. So, yeah, he doesn't say too much, but I can secretly tell he's pretty wrapped with himself.
Yeah. Michelle, when I've spoken with actors and directors in the past, and they've made a film about something that has happened, so it's a true story effectively, often they talk about, you know, the artistic means and needs to try and tell a good story necessarily be historically accurate. I've never had the chance to ask someone who is the subject of a film how accurate it is. So did they get it right in that sense?
Yeah, they did. The series of events is a little bit mixed up, but the general concept of exactly what happened, it's obviously not exactly the same, but, you know, as close to it as they could get. It was amazing when I watched it, and I've seen it 5 times now, the detail of, you know, they've got into to try to get it so correct, like the colours that I wore in so many of the races, and just so many different things that I've picked up on that they've really put so much thought into is really incredible. So I think, yeah, there's been so much happened in my lifetime that they didn't really need to make anything up, which I think, you know, it was great to watch a film where you're like, oh, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
How much has your life changed because of that Melbourne Cup win? Can you quantify it?
You couldn't even imagine. It's like I went from being just a writer who was working hard, doing my best, no one really cared too much, especially, you know, from a big family, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, good luck, but no one's in it fussed over or anything. And then all of a sudden, within 3 minutes, one race has just changed my life forever. Can't go to the supermarket. It takes me an extra half an hour to go anywhere because people stop me down the street. And it's incredible to think that one race can change your life so much that they've made a film, and my brother Stevie's starring in it. So it's yeah, it's absolutely incredible.
Do you enjoy that?
Not really, to be honest. I really enjoy just, you know, being on the farm with horses and going about my business. I never set out to become famous or recognisable out in the public. I just, you know, wanted to achieve a dream that I had from 5 years old, and you know, it's just that's the part that comes with it, and I continually tell myself, you know, you've got to take the good with the bad. But yeah, what I am happy about is if you know, my win brings inspiration to people, that's something that I'm really proud of, because I had so many great role models in my life with my older sisters and other females that rode before them, and for me to be able to carry that on, that's something that I'm really proud of and take really seriously. So that's one really good thing out of the win.